just about 30 minutes into the radio program. Happy Saturday to everybody. It is MG the HTT. I hope all is well. A few weeks to Father's Day. We've got a lot of suggestions for you, a lot of car reviews. And here's a tip for Dad. I'm going to give you some ideas how to stay out of jail and how to manage your way around a courthouse. It's exactly what we talk about on a regular basis of the High Tech Texan Show. But for the past few weeks, had really, I'd like to think, intelligent conversations, not from me, but from my guest, Eric Lipper, who is with Hirsch & Westheimer Law Firm, about some really interesting topics. We're very odd time in our lives right now, what's going on, and whether it's, you know, bankruptcy, whether it's landlord lease issue. Hirsch & Westheimer, well over 100-year-old law firm here in Houston. They know what's going on. I was talking to Eric and I said, Eric, you got to come on the show this time because I drive by the courthouse a lot and I'm starting to get out. And courthouse to me kind of scary. I just don't hang out in courthouses. I mean, what's the process? What do you do? Where do you even start? So with that, I'm going to bring in Mr. Eric Lipper. He is a partner with Hirsch & Westheimer. Good morning to you, sir. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you, Michael.
Are courthouses open on Saturdays on weekends? Let me start with this.
Well, not really. you might find a courthouse open occasionally on a Saturday if they've got a carryover trial, but mostly it's a Monday through Friday business, and it's there to help people solve their problems.
A COVID-related question as we're 3 months into it right now, or are courthouses open right now? Because I know they were shut down for quite a bit.
I'll tell you what's they're open, but they're open in a different sense than what we used to see, which is most judges have created a platform so that you can use Zoom and have a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, jury trials aren't really happening because nobody can get people first seated that close together in the jury box.
Sure.
Second, if you told somebody to come to the courthouse, who wants to come in this environment?
Yeah.
So it's a little different than normal.
How odd has it been? I mean, your entire career at courthouse, you know the process. You know how to, you know, to select the jury. You physically have to be there. And then now doing it virtually, and this is a question I ask so many different people about their specific job and their industry. I mean, how and you had to quickly change. And is it more difficult? Is it easier?
Well, there's no jury trials right now.
Yeah.
So there's no virtual selection, although I've heard some communities are trying that. I haven't seen that happening in Houston yet. But it's very different because not only, you know, appearing on Zoom, do you have to be even more organized than normal. You have to get your materials delivered to the other side in advance. So there's no walking into the courtroom and surprising the other side with some document they have not yet seen at a hearing. So the element of surprise is gone with Zoom.
Yeah, there is no surprise. One of the issues that I think I want to start our conversation off, it's about courthouse, but also let's talk about money. Somebody owes somebody some money, and this happens in so many different situations, Eric, on a regular basis. What do I do if someone owes me money? They're not paying. Should I call a lawyer? Should I run to the courthouse? What's the process? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, there's a whole lot in the question, but the courthouse is there to help people resolve their disputes. So if somebody owes you money, that's what it's there for. And one of the nice things about the courthouse is that all of our tax dollars are paying for that building. So the cost of filing a dispute is not very much. And the services you get out of that small filing fee are outstanding. I mean, think about this. For a few hundred dollars, you get a judge, a room, and potentially 12 jurors in however many days it takes to try the lawsuit. So it's a pretty good service for our community.
All right. Do you have to have a lawyer to file the lawsuit?
Well, it kind of depends on, first, what you're doing. For example, there's a word we all use called pro se, which means that you're representing yourself. You can represent yourself in virtually any courtroom, but you can't represent anybody else because you don't have a law license. So like a company would have to get a lawyer, but an individual may not. Now, one of the real pitfalls in that is that the judges, no matter how nice a person you are or how, you know, sympathetic your situation may be, the judges really aren't supposed to help you as a pro se handle your case because, look, that's they can't help the other side. And so the judges have to remain neutral. So you're responsible to know the rules and how to do it.
Talk with Eric Lipper. Eric is with Hirsch and Westheimer. We'll make sure to give out their information for any of your legal needs. Here's one that I've never really understood. How is federal court different from state court?
Well, you know, there's kind of a funny adage, which is a federal judge is somebody that knew a senator and a state court judge is somebody that knew how to get elected. So there's it's kind of different how they get on the bench. And the big difference between the courts is the kind of cases they handle. I mean, you'll hear about things like bankruptcy. You can only do a bankruptcy in a federal court. And you'll hear about some things like discrimination cases. Those are almost always in the federal court. And there's other kinds of cases that you'll see in federal court, like patent cases. That only happens there. And so they're kind of a special jurisdiction created by Congress. And if you can't get into federal court, you end up in the state court.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. The talk about lawsuits, though, Eric. When should someone consider the lawsuit versus let's let it go? Maybe I could do it myself. Let's just what's the because it's you know it's a pretty intense process.
Well, you know the phrase I like to use is what I say is do no harm, which means is your attorney and you know they call us attorneys and counselors. I want to try and make sure that anything that I do and anything you pay me is going to be a net benefit to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about this. If somebody owes you $1,000, I'm not going to be the right guy to help you on that because it's going to cost you that. And so why would you pay $1,000 to go get $1,000? It just doesn't make much sense. You know, and on the same vein, Michael, it's like if you came to me and said, hey, I've got a Stage Stores store in my shopping center, would you go after them for the lease payments? I might tell you, maybe today's not the right time in the world because they're in a liquidating bankruptcy, it looks like. So, you know, you have to kind of not only know what the size of the case is and how hard it's going to be to litigate, but also you got to have that literal pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which is whoever you're fighting with needs to be able to pay when you get to a recovery at the end.
No, it certainly makes sense as we continue with Eric Lipper from Hirsch & Westheimer. I grew up, and I still do occasionally watch TV and all these law. Like, I was a big L.A. law guy. For like 18 seconds of my life, I wanted to be a lawyer. But then a commercial came, and I'll just leave it to you smart guys like that. And I see different types of trials. There's a trial with juries. There's trial without juries. You go in front of a judge, you know, without a jury. How does a jury trial work, Eric?
Well, one of the best things about our system of justice here is the jury trial, which means you get to get a jury of your peers. But people talk about, lawyers use this phrase, like they're going to pick a jury, and that's sheer silliness. Because what happens is the district clerk picks the jurors because they mail everybody a piece of paper that says, come on down on a certain day for your jury service. And all those people get in a pool, and then the lawyers get to talk to the jurors and find out who should get on who we can eliminate for a disqualifying reason, like they're biased. And so we do that, and the 12 people that are left after the eliminations are who the jury is. And then they decide the facts, and the judge applies the law to those facts, and that's really how the process works.
Right, okay, so there's that jury, but then you've got the judge. The way you just laid it out, how important is the judge, him or herself?
Well, you know, the judge is the umpire. So when you watch Major League Baseball games and you see the ball come over the plate and you think that was a strike and that guy said it was a ball, that's how important the judge is because they're calling the balls and strikes. Now, it is one of the big differences between this federal system and the state system because the federal judges are appointed, so they're not really beholden to anybody. They have a life appointment. But the state court judges have to run for their bench every few years. And because of that, sure enough, they campaign just like any other politician. you know, does that have an influence? I can promise you that if somebody is a big supporter of the judge, it certainly doesn't hurt when they have a case in that courtroom. So the judge is very important.
Yeah, without a doubt. For all the judges listening, we do thank you for your time out there. Eric, I'm going to leave you on this one right here. Let's go back to that lawsuit we talked about earlier. What's the hardest thing when it comes to anything about lawsuits?
Well, you know, people ask me what I do for a living, and this is what I usually tell them. It's something like I say, I inject myself in the middle of problems that my clients created, and of course they couldn't resolve them. That's why they came to see me. And then I'm going to take their problems to 12 people that we just met and ask them to agree on a solution while the other side says everything I just said is absolutely wrong. Does that sound very easy?
Negative.
and that's why everybody needs to pick a good lawyer, because that mouthpiece in the courtroom and that analytical ability of that lawyer in the courtroom is key to your success.
Well, I know you are on my speed dial for all our listeners out there who have some sort of issue where they need any legal services at Hirsch & Westheimer. I will let you finish the entire conversation with your phone number and your website.
Well, thank you, Michael. My phone number is 713-220-9181. And our website, I got to spell it because it's hard, is hirschwest.com. And you've got to spell it www.hirschwest.com. That's hirschwest.com.
His name is Eric Lipper. He's been there for a long time, not 100-plus years as the firm has, but certainly long. Give him a call and ask questions. And if for some reason you need a lawsuit and get you through the process, I can tell you for a fact that the folks over there, they run a very tight ship. You see what I did, counselor? A little sailing, a little flying action over here. So speaking of which, it's Saturday. You're done. Go flying. Go sailing, whatever makes you happy this weekend, Eric.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we're going to take a break, my friends. We've got about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. Countdown to your Father's Day list. I wouldn't get Dad a lawsuit, but if for some reason you need counsel, there you go. That's it. All right, coming back. It's Gar for the High Tech Texan Show.